right away, Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. At the piano, Edith nuzzles up against Archie. Gloria steps through her front door, sets down her purse, and takes off her trench coat. She shuffles into the living room.
He finished all of his cereal except for what he threw on me.
Thanks, Ma. I really appreciate you taking care of him for me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now tell me, what happened? How are you? What did Dr. Shapiro say?
Oh, he said I'm in excellent health.
Good.
Yeah, my weight is good.
Good.
My blood pressure's fine.
Good.
My reflexes are sharp.
Good.
And it looks like I'm pregnant.
Good.
Edith turns away, then turns back.
Pregnant.
Gloria! Oh, that's wonderful!
Yeah, yay, hats and horns.
Oh, you're gonna have another baby!
Calm down. Don't get so excited yet. I mean, it's not for sure.
Oh.
Dr. Shapiro took some tests and he's gonna phone me with the results, but I got all the symptoms.
Edith keeps hugging her.
Joey's gonna have a playmate. Oh, Archie's gonna be so happy. Oh, and Mike. Oh, I can just see it. He ain't gonna like it at all.
I know exactly what he's gonna say to me.
Gloria, I thought we agreed not to have any more children because we can't afford it. And besides, what right do we have to bring another child into an overpopulated, underfed, polluted world?
Gloria, you sound just like him. Oh, well, don't worry. It'll be different this time. Mike has had experience. He knows what it's like to be a father.
Well, Ma, I know what it's like to be a mother. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
But Michael and I made an agreement.
Gloria, you ain't thinking of doing what you talked about doing before. Not having it.
Oh, no, Ma, that never even crossed my mind. Oh. But Michael's gonna yell at me. And I can't yell back at him because I know he's right.
But you ain't sure you know for sure that it's for sure. So why don't you do what I do with Archie?
Bring him a beer?
No, I don't tell him nothing till I'm sure I know for sure it's for sure. Then I bring him a beer.
I'm home. I'm hungry. Do I have time to make a sandwich before lunch?
Mike arrives at the kitchen door.
I don't feel like talking to him now.
Well, go on upstairs and lie down. Things always look better when you're rested.
Ma, don't say anything to him. No. I'll tell him later.
No, not a word. Go on.
Okay. Oh, Ma.
Yeah?
Gloria heads upstairs, leaving Edith beaming.
Mm. Baby face. Moon River.
Edith joins Mike in the kitchen and starts cleaning.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hey, come on, Mom. You know I don't like to see you working like this.
Oh, I'm just helping out.
Oh, Mom, this is not your job and not your house. Where's Gloria?
Oh, well,
Gloria.
She's upstairs, lying down.
down.
Gloria, she's upstairs. Yeah. Hey, Gloria, come on down here.
Oh, Mike, don't bother her. She had a hard day at the...
A hard day at the ooh? Hey, come on, Ma. You were gonna tell me something. Gloria had a hard day where?
Nowhere. Out.
Where out?
Out.
Ma, what is the big mystery? Where did Gloria go today?
Well, she went out and then she came back and then... here she is.
Hello, Michael. I thought I heard you hollering.
Gloria, what is going on around here? Where'd you go today?
I'm sorry, Gloria. I spilled the cat out of the bag.
It's all right, Ma.
No, wait a second. It's not all right. What are you hiding from me? Huh? It's not our anniversary. It's my birthday coming up next week. That's it, isn't it?
No, honey, and I'm not hiding anything from you. I was just looking for the right time and the right words to tell you.
A stunned, nervous smile freezes onto Mike's face. He slowly turns to Edith, who grins back at him. Nodding once, Mike stiffly turns back to Gloria.
Gloria, don't tell me that one of the people in this room is...
It's not me.
It's not me either, Ma.
Maybe it's me. Michael! Honey, don't go through the roof.
We better sit him down. Your hands are ice cold.
I better get him a glass of water.
What am I doing? He should be getting me the water. I'm the one who's pregnant.
Oh, my God!
Honey, don't be upset.
Oh, my God!
Are you, Mike?
Oh, my God!
See, he ain't upset. He's gonna be a father again. You're gonna have another little bundle of joy.
Yeah, another baby. Oh, my God!
Upstairs and see if our little bundle of joy's still bundled up, huh?
Oh, yeah, sure. Right away. And don't worry, I won't tell nobody else, not even Joey.
Honey, now before we get into a big argument, I gotta tell you, I'm still waiting for a call from Dr. Shapiro because I might not even be pregnant.
Lori, I thought we made an agreement not to have another child after Joey. We can't afford it. Besides, what right do we have to bring another child into this overcrowded, underfed, polluted world? Yes! But why? How could this happen?
The usual way.
Gloria, that's not what I mean. Something like this is not supposed to happen unless you forgot to take your pill. Did you?
She knits her brow.
I didn't forget.
Then what?
Well, all I can figure is... You remember that party we went to about a month ago at Milton Hilda's?
Go on.
Well, you remember me telling you on the way home that at the party, Trudy and I got in this big discussion about this article she read on a pill and all its bad side effects?
You didn't take the pill. You didn't take the pill!
For one night. I went right back on him the next day after I talked to Dr. Shapiro.
Gloria, one night is all it takes. Why didn't you say something to me?
I was half asleep.
The half I was with was wide awake. Gloria, you knew you tricked me!
He gets hit with a swinging kitchen door.
I didn't trick you!
Why didn't you stick to your part of the agreement?
I would have stuck to my part of the agreement if you would have stuck to your part of the bed!
Gloria, just because I want to show you my love, that doesn't mean that you have to go and get pregnant.
What do you mean, me?
Ow!
You think I can get pregnant all by myself?
Ow!
To take all of the precautions.
Ah!
Why don't you do some about for a change?
Because it doesn't work if I take the pill.
There are other methods.
She chokes him.
Gloria, you know that you hate male contraceptives as much as I do. Now, I know it's not fair for the woman to take all the precautions, but that's the way things are. You were born with all the parts that need protection.
Yeah, because you were born with all the parts we need protection from.
Mike holds her hand, so she headbutts him to the floor.
I am sorry, but I have had it. I have no more remembering to take the pill. No IUDs, no nothing. From now on, it is up to you, Buster.
Up to me?
Yeah. If you're the one that's so gung-ho about not bringing any more children in this world, then do something about it. Get a vasectomy.
Gloria kicks his butt.
That's enough! No more physical torture! I'm not getting a vasectomy!
Hundreds of men get vasectomies every day, right in the doctor's office. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, snip, snip, snip.
Oh.
Mike doubles over with his knees pressed together.
Please! Do you have to talk about it like that? You make it sound like a manicure. Oh, it's a little bit more complicated than that.
Michael Casimir Stivic, you're a hypocrite. After all the preaching that you have done about food supplies and overpopulation, you don't even believe in vasectomies.
I believe in vasectomies.
Sure you do. For the Chinese and the Indians and the Pakistanis and the Africans, but not for yourself.
Gloria, if we had 14 children and we were living on some sampan in the middle of Singapore Harbor, I would say yes, I would get a vasectomy. But somehow here in the middle of Queens, it... I don't want a vasectomy.
My father's right about you. You are a phony, bleeding heart liberal.
When Gloria strides to the kitchen, Mike follows.
All right. That's it. That's what you want? You want a vasectomy? You got a vasectomy. I'm going to call Dr. Marks right now and make an appointment. What am I doing?
Really?
Yes, really. If surgery is the only way to prove my love to you, then so be it.
He continues dialing the phone.
Gee. Thanks, honey.
Yeah, hello. This is Michael Stivic. Yeah, I would like to make an appointment with Dr. Marks to have a vasectomy. Vasectomy. No, that's all right. There's no rush. Anytime. Next spring, that would be fine. Could you make it fall?
Excuse me, honey. Next spring is not fine.
You don't.
This is Mrs. Stivic.
Gloria?
No, I'm not his mother. I'm his wife.
Give me the fuck.
Cut that out. When is the soonest that the doctor could see him?
She sits on Mike's hand so he can't hang up.
You didn't tell me they had a cancellation today. Today? Certainly we'll take
it. No, we won't.
In an hour?
An hour?
That would be fine.
That's not fine.
Yes. See you then.
No, we won't see you. We won't see you. Hello. Damn it.
Gloria repeatedly kisses him.
Again.
Yeah, it's my lucky day.
Well, what are you sitting here for?
Can I rest a second?
Honey, you don't have a second. They
I
need
don't?
To see you within the hour. You gotta get going.
I gotta
going.
Go now?
Yeah, honey.
I gotta go now?
Yeah. You want
I gotta
me to go,
go now.
With you?
No, you don't have to go with me.
Sure?
I'll be fine. No, yes, I'm a big boy. I can take care of myself.
Okay, honey.
Wait a minute. What are you doing? What?
She dresses
what
him in warm clothes.
What are you doing here? Why don't you pin a note to me while you're at it?
Now, honey, are you sure you don't want me to go with you? Because you look a little nervous.
I'm not nervous. I'm fine, honey. It's a simple operation. Snip, snip, snip. Oh!
He hunches over and shuffles to the door.
Hurry. Michael, I want to thank you, and I love you.
Oh, I love you too, honey. I just hope that after the operation, I'll still be able to prove it.
Wincing, Mike hobbles off. At the doctor's office, a bottle of anesthetic and a syringe sit on a medical tray. As a short, young doctor with a bushy beard, seashell necklace, and an open, wide collared shirt fills the syringe, Mike opens the door.
Oh, my.
Mr. Stivic, come on in. Take off your jacket.
Hi. How you doing?
Where's the doctor?
I'm Dr. Dolby.
Dr. Dolby?
Yeah, call me Ted.
Ted. Mm-hmm. Where's Dr. Marks?
Well, he's at the hospital this week. I'm his associate.
Oh, then you'll be performing the operation instead of him?
Uh-huh. Unless that makes you uptight.
No, I'm not uptight. I guess it's just a sign that you're getting older when cops and doctors are smaller than you. I mean, younger than you. Something.
That's real heavy.
Heavy. Heavy.
So, you want a vasectomy, huh?
Yeah, that's me, vasectomy. You took that course, huh?
I teach it at NYU Medical School.
Oh.
Why don't you just hop up here on the examination table?
Right now?
Yeah, right here.
You want me to hop up here?
Yeah.
I'll just hop up right over here. Okay.
We don't need this.
Yeah, we do. Oh, we know. We don't.
Dr. Dolby removes a headrest from between Mike's legs.
Just roll up your sleeve for me.
Yeah, sure.
What's the matter? You nervous?
No, I'm not nervous. I just, well, yeah, I guess I am a little bit. It's not every day that you go under the knife. Especially not that far under.
There's nothing to worry about. Now, here's where it's at.
I know where it's at.
I want to make certain that you understand that this procedure is generally irreversible.
Yeah, I understand that. Doctor, I want to ask you something. I've read a few articles on vasectomies, and they always say that it doesn't affect the male's, you know, sexual performance. Is that true?
Never slowed me down.
You had it done?
Right after my daughter was born.
Your wife insisted on it?
I'm not married.
That's nice.
Mike, don't sweat it. A lot of guys report an increase in sexual activity because the fear of pregnancy has been eliminated.
Hey, something to look forward to, huh?
Well, I don't mean you're going to wind up in the Guinness Book of Records. You see, after surgery, some guys experience some psychological problems. But I think you're going to be cool.
Yeah, cool. I'll be cool.
Well, then what are we waiting for? Let's boogie!
Oh, we're going to boogie.
Mike lays back.
Oh, my goodness, right on.
We just have to unbeat this.
I can do it. Well, why don't you do it? I'll choose it.
Back at the house, Gloria sits in a chair, lost in thought.
Here we are. Let me fill your cup.
Thanks, Ma.
I made a fresh pot.
Gloria takes a sip from her mug.
Ooh.
What's the matter? Something wrong with the coffee?
Nothing. I was drinking tea.
Oh, be sorry. Here, I'll make you
another. No, it's all right. Ma. Were things this complicated when you had me? I mean, did I cause you to worry about the ecology? You know, overpopulation, pollution?
Oh, no, you would never have done that. You was a good baby.
Mom, how come I'm an only child?
Well, after you was born, there was some problems, and the doctor said I better not have no more babies.
Oh, Ma, how come you never told me that before?
Well, I didn't want you to feel bad.
You mean that I didn't have any brothers or sisters?
Well, yeah, and I didn't want you to think that it was your fault, because it wasn't.
Thanks, Ma. Oh, I love you.
Oh, I love you, too. And we got another baby. We got Joey. And, Archie couldn't be happier. And now maybe we'll have a Patrick or a Patricia.
Ma, I did the right thing, didn't I? Telling Michael to have that operation.
Edith's smile fades away as she thinks.
You know what, Ma? It's exactly the way I feel. I'm going to call Dr. Marks' office right now and call the whole thing off. I mean, Michael and I should go out to dinner first and discuss it some more. If we go out tonight, will you watch Joey?
Oh, sure. I'd love to. I'll go over now and start Archie's dinner. You just bring Joey whenever you're ready.
Thanks, Ma. Hello. Oh, hi, Dr. Shapiro? Yeah.
Gloria sinks back into the couch.
Oh, are you sure? Oh, well, I guess the tests don't lie. So, I'm not pregnant. Oh, no. Actually, I'm quite relieved. And I'm sure that Michael will be, too.
Mike walks in.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he's just come home and I have... Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
Hanging up his coat, Mike slowly totters into the living room and spreads his arms in triumph.
Oh, gee, honey. I'm so glad that you're home, and I'm so sorry about everything turning into such a mess, and I think that you're the most wonderful husband in the whole world, and I love you.
She hugs him.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hurt you? How do you feel?
Doesn't hurt. I feel fine.
Gloria, I feel fine. As a matter of fact, I feel great. For years, I've been shooting off my mouth about population control. I finally did something about it. I feel very proud of myself.
Well, I'm not very proud of myself. Dr. Shapiro just telephoned, and I'm not pregnant.
Well. Hey, honey. You know, it doesn't matter. Look.
Mike takes her hand.
You're fine, and I'm fine. Everything is okay.
Yeah, but I made you do this. I made you have an operation that you didn't want.
Gloria, are you forgetting? We both decided after we had Joey that we didn't want to have any more children. So what's wrong with what I did?
Lots of things. Like, what if something happened to me?
Nothing's gonna happen to you.
Yeah, but Michael, you have to face the fact that something could. And then what if you wanted to marry again?
Gloria, after you, why would I ever want to get married again?
What does that mean?
Compliment. Compliment. I'm just trying to say that I only want to be married to you.
Yeah, but what if I'm not around? I mean, it has to have crossed your mind. I die. And then you get married again, and your new wife wants to have your child, and she has a right to. I mean, don't tell me you've never thought about that before.
All right, I have thought about it.
See?
Honey, come on. I'm not going to plan the rest of my life on the possibility of losing you. Hey, I'm glad I did what I did. Because I'm betting on my life with you. That's what's important to me. That's what I care about. My life with you.
You really mean that?
I really mean that.
I love you.
I love you too.
They share a warm hug. And a long kiss. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Phil Doran and Douglas Arango. Executive story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Script supervision by Milt Josephsberg and Mort Latchman. Michael Mann, Dr. Dolby. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Closing theme, Remembering You, by Roger Kellaway and Carol O'Connor. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1976, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Productions.